Welcome back. Anger and frustration, arguably the two defining characteristics so far of this presidential election. But who in America is angry and why? Well, we teamed up with our pals at Esquire magazine in an attempt to find out. We asked Americans this simple question. Compared to a year ago, do you get angrier more often than you used to about current events and news? Well, overall, 49% of Americans said that they, in fact, do get angry more often. Well, who are these angry people? Who is the angriest? Well, the angriest group, whites. Turns out whites are angrier than African-Americans and Latinos. A majority, 54% of whites, said they're angrier, compared to just 43% of Latinos and 33% of African-Americans. And while there is anger on both sides of the political aisle, there's more anger among Republicans. 61% of them say they're angrier than they were last year, compared to 42% of Democrats who describe themselves that way. But here's our big myth-busting moment of our survey. It's women who are angriest. 53% of women said they're angrier today than they were a year ago, compared to 44% of men. And it's white women who are most angry of all. 58% say they're angrier today than a year ago, compared with 51% of white men. So, we've told you who is angry. When we come back in a moment, we're going to attempt to tell you why these folks are angry and who might benefit the most later in this campaign.